Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it sounds like some people are excited to go back to work. Wow. It looks like some people are so excited that they're starting to dress up again. They're starting to be able to flirt with people they couldn't flirt with for about a year and a half. And so I think some people are really liking going back to work. In fact, they're liking it so much that one of our listeners has an issue. And there's he and another manager, and they're both a male. And they have a female employee that they don't know exactly how to talk to when it comes to some of her behavior, right? It's like being pent up so much, being away from coworkers, and if there is that, you know, one person at work that everybody seems to love, people aren't really controlling themselves that easily. And so it's interesting. At Six Flags, there was a woman that got pulled over by a guard at Six Flags because her shorts were too short. And she said she was body shamed. And so you have to, as a boss, be very, very careful not to be accused of body shaming or accused of sexual harassment or assault if you're trying to have a discussion with somebody where they're looking a little bit too raunchy for office attire. And it's funny. It's very, very delicate. I've been in work scenarios where I've been the one asked to talk to somebody because it's, you know, I'm a girl, so it doesn't seem to come as bad coming from a girl. And so, you know, me speaking to another lady who identifies as lady, you know, say, look, you know, we can see your boobs. You might want to button it up a little bit. Or, you know, bring a little sewing kit next to button. Because, you know, if those buttons just can't stay on, I mean, you know, maybe use a zip-up blouse, maybe a turtleneck, right? Okay. I mean, as a woman, I know we have a little bit more liberty. But, you know, I could say, look, there's a dress code around here. And, you know, some of the clothes you're wearing might not fall into that dress code. So just read the dress code, reevaluate. So you unfortunately don't, you know, accidentally reveal something you didn't want to reveal. What I would recommend for management to do is approach it in terms of protecting the said employee that's dressing like a hoochie mama, okay? What I would say is, look, you know, we've had some concerns and some complaints, which, by the way, get in writing. Okay, if you notice something, that's you noticing something. All right, that's one thing. But if somebody's complaining, saying you have somebody leaning over a desk, you have somebody falling all over somebody, you have somebody always, you know, following one person around and not doing their job, and it's making people feel uncomfortable, have them put it in writing, even anonymous. So at least you have something for the employee chart, because it can get ugly. Talking to somebody about, you know, covering up the puppies isn't easy. But what I would do, how I would approach it as a manager, if it would depend on whatever gender you are, is I would approach it in terms of the protecting of the employee. And you could say, look, it's come to my attention that that people might have noticed some of your body parts at work, and our job here at Company R Us is to make sure we protect our employees from any sort of sexual harassment, any sort of embarrassment. And so we want to let you know that we have a dress code, and the dress code was kind of designed to protect you so you don't accidentally wear something that might be revealing and put yourself in a position where you could feel victimized. So please follow the dress code so it protects you and hopefully, you know, we don't have, you know, an issue that makes anybody feel uncomfortable. That's how I would approach it. And if they still keep coming to work dressing inappropriately, then you start to levy the violations against their dress code. And, you know, the people have been kind of concerned about how to do a dress code that doesn't look archaic or discriminatory. And, you know, you don't tell a person to wear a skirt or wear pants, but what you do is you give options. Remember, we're gender neutral now in all business settings. So you don't say women wear this, men wear this. Just say appropriate clothes include the following. Right? If a skirt is going to be worn, make sure at sitting level it's below the knee. I can't tell you how many times I've dealt with people where, you know, they had a skirt that went down to the knees. As soon as they sat, it just rode all the way up, halfway up the thigh. No, that's not appropriate. Especially if, you know, you're dealing with patients. Patients don't need to see that. Okay? They're the ones that are supposed to be naked, not you. So, you know, but make sure you have that in place. Also, make sure you have some witnesses when you speak to them. You never want to speak to an employee alone. Make sure there's a witness there. So that if anybody says, oh, yeah, they were in a pro, or videotape it. Have it videotaped. This way, there is no debate. Nobody could say, yeah, both of you ganged up on me. Or if that other person doesn't like you, say, oh, yeah, you reached over, and, you know, then have it videotaped. I mean, we are in a world right now. It's a real shame because, you know, a lot of people are close to their bosses and they want to be able to have discussions. But because anything can come back and haunt you and anything can come back and, you know, come after you, you need to kind of cover your bases. But we are seeing a very excited crowd of people that now get to be around people they haven't seen. And it's fun to flirt. It's fun to be flirted with. You know, I mean, you know, being around your partner for 15 months and them saying, yeah, you look good. It's not enough for some of us. For some of us, we want to know that we look good. And it helps us when coworkers say, yeah, you look good. But no, if it's going to start creating this sort of landscape that now puts all these other people at risk or uncomfortable, which, by the way, these workplace romances do make people feel uncomfortable. When there are people flirting with each other or hiding out in each other's offices or doing whatever they're doing, it is a very uncomfortable scenario. You know, people don't like to be around people sitting there doing all the innuendos and the glares and all that. It just makes people feel uncomfortable. So I think you as an employer have a right to nip it in the bud. But again, I would approach it with a good employee handbook and just follow everything to a T. And if not, talk to your labor department in your state for advice. 1-877-DOLLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the New York Yankees say that 7 vaccinated members of their team have come up positive for coronavirus. This was a little surprising to some. Not surprising for those of us in the medical field. We knew this would happen. But it's a little disillusioning for people that have tried to do everything possible as well as doing the, you know, vaccine program as was encouraged. And so the New York Yankees have now confirmed 7 cases of coronavirus among vaccinated coaches and staff. Pitching coach Matt Blake was the latest to be diagnosed with COVID-19, following third base coach Phil Nevin, first base coach Reggie Willits, and 4 unidentified staffers. Now, all 7 received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a single shot, as opposed to the 2 injection vaccines that we get from Moderna or Pfizer. New York shortstop Gleyber Torres has not tested positive,
but was held out of Wednesday's 1-0 win in Tampa out of a, quote, abundance of caution, according to manager Aaron Boone. So some people want to know what the heck could be happening here. Well, Torres, by the way, he had COVID in December, but he hasn't been vaccinated yet. They say he still has his antibodies, but they wanted to protect him. So the good news is Coach Boone said, look, the vaccinations seem to have tempered the effects of COVID-19 among the infected staff. We're seeing the vaccinations also kind of blunt the effects of the virus, he said. We're also learning as we go and get informed as what we need to do exactly and just try to do the best we can to be able to make quick adjustments on the fly, just doing the best we can with it all. So numbers are going down. Americans have been making, you know, great movements in terms of, you know, controlling this pandemic to the degree that it is in our control. Hospitalizations are going down. New cases are still up, but not up to the degree that it was. But people get very mad when we hear the vaccinated individuals are testing positive. Because much of the mandates on masks and the CDC guidance was based on, look, you know, this virus can spread. If this virus spreads, it could cause X, Y, and Z. And so one of the lights at the end of the tunnel that was pitched to us was, look, if you get vaccinated, you could get rid of the mask. If you get vaccinated, you don't have to worry about being hospitalized and all that. The risk is very low. So people jumped on board saying, thank God, all right? I could open my business if I'm vaccinated? Yeah, get vaccinated. Everything's going to be fine if you get vaccinated. So people got vaccinated. They're like, can I open my business now? Can I start feeding my family again? Can I avoid going bankrupt? And you see some sluggish states going, yeah, but, you know, COVID's still out there. Well, of course it is. It always is. It could be out here for a while. This is nothing new. But you told people if they got vaccinated, there would be rewards. That's why, you know, finally it took Fauci saying, okay, you know what? If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks outside, you know, except for very rare occasions. Because people are ticked. Looks like the CDC is now going to adjust their guidance as well. And mind you, you know, I've been very, very careful to critique because, as I've said since day one, the science, if we really go by the science, is not a very pretty look or verbiage, shall we say. I mean, if the vaccine isn't 100%, then that means people will get COVID and that people could spread it. And if the CDC is going to say the masks prevent the spread, then it's not going to make a lot of sense for CDC to go, well, you don't have to wear the masks. But if we take a step back and go, look, we're not trying to do 100%. And we're not trying to instill on your liberties. All right? We want you to be able to make a decision. In fact, the CDC is going to probably say today that fully vaccinated people do not have to wear masks indoors. Now, can you still get an infection indoors? Yes, you can. You could get the flu indoors. You could probably still get COVID. But the CDC is going to take a step back. Now, in return, we better not sue the CDC. The reason why the CDC is doing everything they're doing is because they have to CYA. They have to cover their butts. So, if you're fully vaccinated, are you 100% immune from COVID? Absolutely not. You could still get it indoors. But if the CDC is going to loosen their guidance, that doesn't mean that they're then responsible or legally liable. You're going to have to cut the CDC some slack. If you get COVID, not wearing a mask, say, but, you know, CDC told us we had to or we didn't have to, that's going to be a problem. But if you guys leave the CDC out of it, you use common sense, you try to avoid people who are sick, or realize that, you know, if you're going to be around others, you can pick something up. Then we live our lives. So, you know, I am not surprised by what happened with New York and you know, the They say Major League Baseball has been encouraging teams to get injected by promising to loosen pandemic-era precautions for teams with 85% or more of its players vaccinated. So the Yankees, as well as nine other teams, have reached that threshold. So the Yankees players and coaches were not required to wear masks in the dugouts or the bullpens, and electronic tracing devices can be turned off and removed. Players are also allowed to resume playing pool, cards, and sitting together in saunas. So Major League Baseball has encouraged fans to get vaccinated. Several teams have been even offering special, you know, goodies for spectators and things like that. I think a number of ballparks such as Citi Field and Yankee Stadium in New York are offering vaccines to friends during games. And so, you have to be careful with the incentives because people will misread it going, but yeah, well, that means I'm 100% fine. No, but I did that little study with masks, and I showed you guys how dirty the masks get. You know, you telling me that you're using an old mask in your pocket to protect you from pathogens, I just don't buy it. If you got a fresh mask you're putting on, I buy it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a state judge is postponing the trial of the three other Minneapolis officers involved in the George Floyd death. Apparently, they want to put a little bit of distance between all the publicity on Derek Chauvin and their trial. The only problem is I don't know if there's going to, how much distance is enough. So Thomas Lane, Jay Kung, and Tao were scheduled to be in trial August 23rd on charges that they aided and abetted both murder and manslaughter. The officers and the co-defendant Derek Chauvin also faced federal charges that allegedly violated his civil rights during his May 25, 2020 arrest by not administering medical care when he was starting to not breathe. So the trial has been pushed back now to March 2022. They were supposed to have trial August 23rd. All four officers, if convicted on civil rights charges, all four defendants could face the federal death penalty or life in prison. Judge Peter Cahill said he changed the date on the murder trials so the federal case can go forward first. He also said he felt the need to put some distance between the three officers' trials and Chauvin's due to all the publicity around the case. So the other three police officers could be facing, according to this article from Daily Mail, death penalty. So defense attorneys for all three former officers agreed to the postponement. The state via Assistant Attorney General Matt Frank did not support the delay. So I'm not exactly sure who originally sought the change, but Cahill weighed in Thursday on a request that prosecutors be sanctioned after media reports that Chauvin had planned to plead guilty a year ago and allegations that they haven't disclosed information about the alleged coercion of a witness. So there's, you know, we watch the case of the George Floyd trial as, you know, looking at a whole bunch of issues that might change from here on out. You know, what happens to people in custody, how to restrain people that resist arrest, how to restrain people until a paramedic comes without putting them at risk themselves, you know, when to administer care, what do other police officers do, you know, once somebody has restrained I don't even want to use the word criminal, but somebody who's accused, how they restrain an accused, and where their role is. And then, of course, you know, how can trials occur when there's so much publicity and there's already public opinion? So we'll see what happens next with that, but that's some breaking news. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, don't go away.
Schools. schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Colonial Pipeline is back online, and President Biden is calling that good news. Speaking at the White House, Biden said it will take some time to get fuel to areas that are experiencing shortages. Biden with a message for motorists.
Don't panic, number one. I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days. As I said, we expect the situation to begin to improve by the weekend and into early next week, and gasoline supply is coming back online, and panic buying will only slow the process.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 473,000 last week, the fewest in more than a year. Claims have not been this low since March of last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has reversed course and restarted construction on a 13.4-mile stretch of the border wall in the Rio Grande Valley. The Biden administration made the reversal in response to pressure from local residents and politicians. President Biden's administration had halted all wall construction during his first month in office. Regarding the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Senate committee today. A fraternity at Bowling Green University is being sued.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like some people holding out might be doing a little better than we expected. McDonald's Corp said they are going to raise pay for employees at company-owned restaurants in the United States because they are trying to combat the struggles they're having on hiring workers. They're going to bolster wages and benefits. So McDonald's, which has roughly 660 company-owned restaurants, so I don't think this includes the franchisees, said they're going to increase wages for more than 36,500 hourly workers by an average of 10% over the next several months. Non-managerial workers at the chain's roughly 660 restaurants will start earning $11 to $17 an hour at entry levels after the increases. Supervisors would earn an hourly minimum of $15 to $20 an hour. Non-managerial employees at company-owned stores earlier this year were making about $12 an hour. Supervisors earned $16 to $18. So it is 10% is a nice boost. McDonald's owns a fraction of its 13,900 U.S. restaurants. About 95% are operated by franchisees. Owners have said they are reviewing pay and benefits at their stores. The National Owners Association, a group representing U.S. franchisees, said in an email to its members on Sunday that strong sales should allow operators to raise menu prices if they choose to compensate for higher spending on pay and benefits. So you're... 99-cent, you know, menu might not include as many things as it did, or maybe a super small amount of fries. So the association says we need to do whatever it takes to staff our restaurants and then charge for it. So a shortage of workers across the U.S. economy has prompted some employees to boost pay and benefits because they're hunting for workers. Amazon is going to hire 75,000 workers and offer $1,000 signing bonuses. So, you know, we had unemployment. We had people scared to death that they were going to lose their job at the start of the pandemic. And then the worst happened. I remember I told you guys during the Great Recession, I'm in Nevada. So we're talking back in 2009. Every Monday would be another big chunk of employees losing their jobs. And those of my patients who had jobs were almost more stressed than the ones who lost their job because they didn't know which Monday they were going to get the axe. And those that still had their job were now covering for those who didn't. So they're making the same pay, but they're doing twice the work, three times the work. And they have no idea if that job is going to exist a week from now for them. So they're busting their butts to play it safe, and it was just a terrible, terrible time. And then some of my patients who had lost their jobs when they had come in, because they still had insurance till the end of the month or whatever, you know, had said, you know, I was really worried, I was going to be depressed and all that, but I think I'm okay. You know, I think the not knowing was more worrisome. So it was a very stressful time for people to lose their jobs. Once they were able to get their jobs back, happy time. All right. This is different. This isn't anything we've kind of been used to. This is where people feared losing their jobs. But when they lost it, they're like, all right, well, I don't want to do that again. You know, once somebody loses their job or their career, and they finally, after 15 months, come up with a plan B. It's really hard to give that up. You know, I know in the media, it's really easy to say it's because all these people are making more money on unemployment. I think that is a huge factor, but that's not the only factor. And we've spoken about this, you know. It's nicer to sleep in, nicer to be with kids, nicer to be around the pets. It's a much nicer lifestyle to be home and work or work from home. Which is why, unfortunately, there were some people that were really in no hurry for schools to reopen or for the pandemic to end. They kind of, you know, liked where they were. And part of the reason is, and in their defense, is because they had to rearrange their lives to worst-case scenario. Worst-case scenario was, what do we do if we don't have a job? And they made it work. And some people, they're actually being happy again. The only problem is it's a very artificial scenario. You can't go through life and not work. You have to have a purpose. You have to contribute to society. There has to be a role you play. And whether that role is a homemaker, whether that role is a police officer, that role is a teacher, we all need to have a role. And so, you know, for many, they've already kind of figured out their plan B, or they have been Ubering on the side or whatnot. So all of a sudden, McDonald's reopens. And people that were making $11 an hour, $12 an hour, like, I'm doing fine right now. So the government is going to reinstitute, it sounds like Biden is probably going to reinstitute and allow states to go back to, look, you need to show us proof that you looked for jobs. If you want to get paid next week on the government dime, you know, you need to prove to us that you did everything possible to try to get a job and you were turned down. Now, I haven't seen what the scenario is, but I remember in, I guess before computers, you had to have a book, and then you had to fill out the book, and then you had to show, you know, you had to show the unemployment office each week who signed your book, why they didn't give you a job. I mean, if somebody's now hiring and, you know, they give you an application, why didn't it go through? Because the states only had X amount of money. So it's interesting that places like McDonald's are going to have to pay more. And this is where this whole fight for $15 an hour and a lot of the calls for fast food to pay more is starting to kind of solve itself, because this is one of the very rare times in American history where there are jobs. There's now jobs, and there's a labor shortage. It's a false labor shortage, because these are people that aren't working and, you know, on unemployment. But I don't think a lot of employers have had to fight for employees. Some industries do. They go, gosh, I need a good engineer, you know, or I need somebody really good at marketing, or I need somebody to be president of this, or, you know. That, yeah, I'm sure there is, you know, some competition in that respect. Yeah, but for the most part, for fast food, so sometimes these things kind of handle themselves. If McDonald's is going to have to start paying their hourly workers $17 an hour, it shows the supply and demand. If, you know, people don't want to work for low wages, they won't. Now, if McDonald's is paying $17 an hour to $20 an hour, for non-managerial, okay, you bet your butt that those burgers are going up. Those fries are going up. And then McDonald's will probably have less people go. You know, nobody's going to want to spend $40 on dinner for four people based on $10 combo meals at McDonald's. I like the way McDonald's tastes, but I'm not going to spend $10 a family for a meal. I'm not going to do it. I'd rather cook something healthier. So it is going to be a very interesting shift. And Amazon, I mean, Amazon still is growing. Amazon's doing well. It's going to have a pharmacy. It's going to have telemedicine. It's going to, you know, and so they're going to start adding jobs and boosting signing bonuses. Now, the signing bonuses, remember, be very careful and read the fine line. You don't just get to sign on and then quit the next week. Many of these sign-on bonuses, they want to make sure you've at least held the job for a month. Or a few months, or you sign a contract. A lot of doctors that graduate, they get offered these amazing sign-on bonuses. But, I mean, you just don't get it day one. I mean, you have to, you know, because, again, these companies have to invest money. So it's interesting to see fast food start to pay more. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I understand many of you guys are still on the fence. I get it. You want to wait and see what the six-month data looks like or the nine-month data looks like. I get it. I understand being cautious. Just keep in mind, you might be asked to poop or get off the pot.
So the U.S. is going to be under increasing pressure to not stockpile their hundreds of millions of vaccines that they have, waiting for you to decide if you want your shot. The reason why is India is overwhelmed. The Red Cross had said multiple countries in Asia are beginning to be overwhelmed with COVID. We're seeing what's going on with Brazil. In Brazil, they had to temporarily halt the AstraZeneca vaccine because of a pregnant woman who died. So they might not give AstraZeneca vaccine to pregnant women and might be asking, look, guys, can we have some of the Pfizer and the Moderna? So other states or countries out there that do not have Pfizer and Moderna shots or Johnson & Johnson shots are going to be then looking to the countries that do. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever worked for the government. I have. With the government, if you don't use it, you lose it. There's budgets, right, when you work for the government. If the government sees that somebody was under budget, didn't need all the money, then the next year they don't get that extra money. There's no need. That money could go somewhere else. So unfortunately, a lot of departments are like, guys, we've got to spend it, because if you don't use it, you lose it. So then everybody buys stuff up going, you see, we needed all that money. I really think that, you know, that needs to be streamlined a little better. But that's why we have so much wasteful spending in the government. Because people don't want their budgets limited. So there's all this spending to show that, oh, we needed the money. I get the game. But here we are now with this global crisis with COVID. And mind you, what's happening in India is not good because more variants can be made. The reason why we have this California variant that was pretty serious in California was because there were a lot of cases in California. So the more cases, the more ability the virus is able to mutate, become stronger, and so we have the issues that we have. So the Brazilian variant, the South African variant, the Indian variant, these are things that we really don't want to be dealing with in the United States. And so hopefully our current vaccine regimen will protect against it. However, you have millions of Americans saying, I'm going to pass. Right? I'm going to, you know, or let me wait. There are some vaccine hesitant individuals that aren't, like I said, anti-vax. They're just, you know what, I want to wait. Let me see what happens by the end of the summer, and I might get my first shot in the fall. So I'm here to tell you, if you think that America is going to have your shot with your name on it, right? Okay, there's Lulu. Hi, Lulu. Lulu, this shot has your name on it. These two shots we are going to save for when you decide to get around to deciding if you want it or not. I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. At some point, there's going to be global pressure on the United States to start giving up some of the vaccines they're stockpiling. Now, I believe the U.S. government has at least 500 million doses, so they are abundantly prepared in case we find out one vaccine wasn't good enough, if we find out there were side effects or something happens. The U.S. wanted to make sure they could vaccinate every single American or anybody coming into America. So they have about 500,000, or they had about 500,000 doses. Unfortunately, when you see what's going on in India and you see what's going on in these other countries, it's sad. It's frightening. And they are going to have an all-hands-on-deck approach going, whoever has vaccines now, pony up. In fact, that's kind of what happened with America when it came to Mexico and Canada. America, I believe, has AstraZeneca vaccine. And because it's not FDA approved in America, we aren't giving it out. Yet the vaccines are sitting there on our soil not being used. So I believe the deal that the Biden administration made is, look, we'll give these to you now on loan as long as when you get your supply of AstraZeneca, you could then replenish what we're giving you. And I agree with that. I mean, it doesn't make sense for us to have a stockpile of something we're not using. If there are Americans that don't want the vaccine, and there are people dying, then give the vaccine to the people that want it. I mean, it's very simple. The problem is what if people change their mind? I don't think America's ever been in a situation where people want something They get it. Not everybody wants it. They have too much. And then people might be on the fence and they might change their mind later. This isn't really a very common scenario. The whole vaccine issue with COVID wasn't a very common scenario. It was the first time we were able to do anything like this. And I think the health districts and the public officials did a pretty damn good job getting as many people vaccinated as they did. But if you have populations out there that go, look, I really am not feeling it, I don't want the vaccine, then should we be giving their vaccine to other people? Now, I can ask, are people going to change their mind? Dr. Dahlia, do you think these vaccine hesitant people are going to change their mind? Well, they might. And they might change their mind depending on what happens. If we end up having the Indian variant and they start seeing their neighbors drop dead on their lawns, yeah, I think people are going to panic a little bit and those who didn't get vaccinated are going to want a vaccine. If we realize that the immunity of the vaccine only lasts 6 months, and by the summer we have a bunch of people saying, guys, all right, I want my booster, we're going to need those vaccines. If schools and work start making these rules saying you can't get your job back if you don't vaccinate and you're not going to be able to get unemployment benefits, then people are going to feel caught between a rock and a hard place. And they might feel forced. You're still going to have people saying, oh, heck no, I'm not putting anything in my body. But you'll have others going, all right, you know what, you talked me into it. So I don't want to scare you guys, make you think that America's about to send off your shot. But I do want you to realize that there may be a poop or get off the pot sort of email you might get or a call from the health department saying, look, all right, if you're not going to want the vaccine, put in writing that you don't want it so we could ship that vaccine to India or to Mexico or to Brazil or to Honduras or to Guatemala. And then you're going to have to make up your mind, because I don't really believe we're going to have enough vaccines where you could just walk into a Walgreens and get one. Originally, that's what was touted. We were told that's the way it's going to be. We're going to have so many shots that you could just go to your nearby Walmart. But apparently the U.S. is getting a lot of pressure. Germany, they've had another 11,000 cases. Turkey, another 11,000 cases. Iran, another 14,000 cases. India, another 323,000 cases reported in the last few hours. Japan, another 7,000 cases. Malaysia, 4,800. Nepal, 8,800. Nepal just had another 200 people die. They're a small country, and they're starting to grapple with more cases. So at some point, if AstraZeneca gets any more bad publicity, if Johnson & Johnson has any more issues with the clots, then those other countries that don't have Pfizer and Moderna are going to say, all right, guys, pony up. And if Biden does not allow the patent protection, I mean, then why is Pfizer and Moderna needing to be loyal to the U.S.? They might as well work with other countries where they're going to make money. They don't have to just then work with America and just supply America, especially if America's not going to give them intellectual property rights. Then if the secrets are going to get you know, spread all over, then they might as well help the other countries. So just, like I said, not to panic, but just keep in mind, if you think that your shot has a name on your name on it and they're going to save it for you for January 2021, you might want to think again. If at all you're thinking about getting the vaccine, just, you know, realize you might have to poop or get off the pot. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.